Oh, hello. Hi. I just wanted to ask you a few questions. I'm going to be making contact with your Board of Trustees, and there's just a few things I wanted to ask you before I do that.
All right. Sorry, who is this, please?
My name's Mark Windows.
Mark Windows. All right, yes.
And it was about a talk which was booked by a lady called Janie Still.
Yeah.
It was sort of seemingly short notice, and I just wondered why it'd been cancelled.
Oh, OK. Well, Sharon, our office manager, isn't in at the moment, and I think she's been having correspondence with Janie about this.
No, she hasn't, unfortunately. I've just spoken to Janie. There's certain things I need to ask you as a representative of the Trust. So, the trustees of the Hamblin Trust were the persons alleged to have decided to cancel this public interest event. So I just wanted to make sure that that was the case.
Yes, it's been cancelled with the trustees, yeah.
Why did they do that?
Well, I think you'd have to speak to the trustees and email the trustees directly. So if you email your questions through, then we can forward those on to the trustees for you. Make sure that you get the answers you need.
I'm not going to do that. What I am going to do is I'm going to put out publicly that this has happened, because the cancelling of this event goes against your charitable objectives, as denoted on the Charity Commission website. Also, it's been noted that the details for the Trust on the website, including the phone number and website, are obsolete. On the website, it's on the Charity Commission website, has been obsolete since around 2002, according to the Wayback Machine. So I also wanted to know why the trustees and the Trust appear not to be fulfilling their charitable objectives. And I want to give you the opportunity for them to get in touch with me, as this is now an investigation. So if they wish to contact me before that investigation is concluded and published, they can do so on this number. And I'll be happy to listen to their excuses for cancelling a public interest event which goes along with your charitable objectives. So what I'm seeing here is some kind of political bias which goes against the charitable objectives of the Trust, as denoted on the Charity Commission website. So bearing that in mind, it would be in their interest to contact me, because I won't be contacting them. I will be putting out the evidence that I have. I will also be including that evidence to what I'm going to submit to the Charity Commission. It's also been noted that your accounts are, well overdue. And with the actual statements made on behalf of the Trust, which I could read out to you, but I'm sure you're aware of them, I can't see how a public interest event like ours would be cancelled by the trustees. So they're going to have to answer that, because I have the charitable objectives in front of me.
Okay, Mark. Can I take your email then, or number, please?
No.
Sorry?
They can call me on this number, yeah.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll contact our chairman of trustees, give him your telephone number. Is that okay?
That would be a good start.
Okay.
And then maybe some questions can be answered.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for phoning. And I'll do that, and I'll pass that on to him. And I wish you all the very best.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's been very helpful. But I will need to put a time limit on this. So we're talking 10 days from now, it will be published. And I will be including the Charity Commission in this report that I'm compiling.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for phoning, Mark.
That's all right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.